All right, on this episode of the Paranormal Mind podcast, we're going to be talking about the bizarre cosmic conspiracy of the Sumerians.
Oh, I love the Sumerians.
Scary.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Paranormal Mind podcast.
What's up, everybody?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm like, man, I got a burp. What? I was holding it in. I'm good now. It's fine. It's already gone.
You held it in, but then announced it?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. That's why I was so quiet during that.
Well,
that
listen,
moment.
All that blaring loud ass sound effect that you did, you could have burped right then.
That's true. You're right. Yeah.
You need to
remember that next time.
Get with the program, man. What the hell is wrong with you? All I know is you look like you were about to explode.
I was like,
you got some gas, buddy?
It's coming out.
All right. All right. Let's move away from this. Because we'll go on a rabbit hole talking about
and then 50 minutes later
talking about poop and farts and all that stuff. We turned everybody off of this podcast already.
I even stopped listening.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You didn't.
You did not.
So on this episode, we're going to be talking about the ancient origins of human civilization and a theory that is as mind-bending as it is controversial. I'm talking about the alleged evidence from ancient Sumerian texts and artifacts that our species was not only visited by extraterrestrials in the distant past, but that human beings were quite literally created through genetic engineering by these advanced alien beings.
Oh my gosh, we're like lab monkeys.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Right. Well, don't look at me weird, guys.
All right. So it sounds like something straight out of science fiction,
yep.
The ancient astronaut theory. That proposes gods like, oh God, here we go.
Say it, Shane.
I think it's Enki, it's E-N-K-I, it's Enki, right?
I don't even know if it's right.
Enki or Enlil from the oldest, written.
Enki, it's got a G in it, Enki.
Whatever. Southerners cannot say those words.
Yeah, please.
We have rules, you know.
I'm just here to look up things for you guys. And
I appreciate
it's got a G.
And Enlil.
Oh my gosh.
Look up Enlil, too. Am I saying that like Lil?
Lil.
Like Lil John?
Lil John.
See, we're hip. We're hip. Please. Hey, we're hip, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, you could tell we're old. Yep. You know, I didn't want to admit it.
Enlil,
excuse me.
This is ridiculous.
Enki and Enlil from the oldest written. Okay, let me just read this again so that way y'all are not lost. Because we go on a lot of rabbit trails, and I'm so sorry about this. Okay, this is just how we are.
This is how we are. It's our life.
I'm going to say it sounds like straight out of science fiction. I'm going to read it again. The ancient astronaut theory, which proposes gods like Enki and Enlil from the oldest written stories, were actually highly intelligent extraterrestrials that came to Earth and used genetic manipulation to create the human race as workers for their alien civilization.
There were a lot of big words in that. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you. Oh, we're just monkeys in a lab.
There were a lot of big words in that.
I could say big word. Oh, we're just like monkeys
spell
in a lab,
them,
guys.
Joshua.
No. Exactly.
According to my calculations. Get out of here, dude. All right.
Oh my God.
All right. So while undoubtedly a fringe theory. Many researchers believe that ancient Sumerians left behind a trail of archaeological and written breadcrumbs that point to this astonishing cosmic conspiracy. So strap in as we examine the mind-bending evidence behind one of the most controversial theories ever.
Joshua, no.
It's my alien voice.
Oh, shit.
No, it's like a long-standing, years-long thing that he's done.
What?
Okay, wait. Okay.
One time, sometimes he'll even refuse to respond to you without just going, And the girls and I will be trying to talk to him.
You know, Josh, I've known you for a long time, man, and I thought you were a nerd then. But now, what the heck? What does that even mean?
It's my alien language. It says, hello, how are
Nobody
you?
Nobody else is allowed to know.
Is that your phone, Mandy?
But him.
It Ma'am.
My email.
How dare you?
My Ulta order is ready for pickup.
You're muted. You're done.
It's been canceled.
You're muted. All right. So let's talk about the ancient Sumerian texts. Okay. Our story begins with the ancient Sumerian culture of Mesopotamia, one of the oldest civilizations that emerged around 3500 to 3000 BCE in modern day Iraq.
Okay.
The Sumerians are credited with developing the earliest writing system. Mathematics, yep. Astronomy, and many of the core foundations of modern civilization.
How, Shane? How did they know?
But it's their ancient stories, myths, and religious texts that have become the centerpiece of the ancient astronaut theory.
How did they come to inhabit all this knowledge?
Lord. In particular, I don't know. Probably aliens. I'm not going to say it's aliens, but it's aliens. In particular, the Sumerian creation myth known as the, oh Lord.
Do it.
Mandy.
Say it.
Enuma Elis.
What did he say?
It's Enuma Elis. It's two different words.
Enuma Elish. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like
say that better. Huh? Enumalish?
All right, so I'm going to point at you.
Two words.
I'm going to point at you, and you can say it whenever it's coming up.
Yeah, do it.
So the Sumerian creation myth known as the
Enuma Elish
and other texts like the Atrahasis. And if I screwed it up, y'all.
Who really knows what any of this is?
They describe their gods in shockingly literal terms as humanoid beings that came from the heavens.
I like it.
For example, the
Enuma Elish
describes the god Enki as a highly intelligent being who came from the heavens and created the first humans through genetic engineering and advanced biotechnology.
Ooh.
It states that Enki took the blood of another god and mixed it with clay to create the Adamu, the first humans designed as primitive workers. So that is very similar to God and Adam, God taking the dirt of the ground or the dirt and forming
yeah,
Adam.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what's weird, man? That
you?
I.
We won't we? Is that
we
right?
We.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
Please don't do that again. His face, Mandy. How do you deal with this? His face whenever he does this is ridiculous.
Tune him out.
Do it one more time. Do it one more time. Do it. Come on.
Mean on me.
Oh, my God. No. Hey, that's a shirt idea.
Yeah, that's true. But what really does concern me about that and how different religions are so intertwined with each other and their storytelling, it leads me to believe in a lot of ways that we really are a lot of our present day religious views are made to just control a narrative, and it
concerns me a bit. I'm not saying that the stories of old aren't necessarily true, because clearly they are, right? To be so even scattered across the globe, be so intertwined through different kind of cultures and religions. But what about the things that we've now created as like rules and to all of this stuff, where you're trying to say that, like, you know, Christianity is the only way and it's the only one that has these stories? Well, it's not.
And they're very similar. Like, yeah, I get it completely. But the point that you made about controlling a narrative, that's why religion exists.
I know, and it's scary. Mm-hmm.
That's why.
And like you said, they were made to be workers.
Yeah.
Like,
they were made to be primitive workers. But that is, religion is designed, and a lot of people
are going to not like this.
May not like this, but I do believe, and this is my opinion, okay? It does not mean I'm stating fact, but I believe it is to control a narrative. And look, I grew up in a religious household. I do believe.
Oh, clearly, some of it's true.
I do believe that there is power outside of myself. I am testament of that because.
But that is even scarier, right? Because you do know that there is a certain amount of accuracy to this. There's no way that it couldn't be, right?
Well, I think there's a level of truth.
People all over the world are talking about the same different stories in their own language.
Yeah.
There's got to be some level of truth to it.
Yeah.
The Big Bang Theory happened. Like, the Big Bang happened. That's proven. But what put the particles there? So, I believe that a God put those particles there.
Oh, yeah.
Bang happened. Yeah. And then I kind of subscribe to evolution.
Well, but who's to say that a God did not set evolution into place?
Right.
And another thing, like the Big Bang, I believe did happen.
Oh, yeah.
But I believe that there's design involved. And the reason why I say that is because me and you, well, all of us right now, we could blow up a skyscraper right now. Yeah. And wait millions of years, and that skyscraper is not going to magically form into an intricate thing.
Yeah.
The fact that we have these planets, the fact that we have everything orchestrated, the fact that we are here is not just from simply an explosion. Yeah. I think the explosion set things into motion, but there was intelligent design with that.
For sure.
And again, there's going to be people that disagree with me, but again, like, listen to the point of the skyscraper thing. Like, Big Bang, big explosion, right?
Yeah.
There was a bunch of chaos. We can blow up a skyscraper, wait even billions of years, and I guarantee you that skyscraper is not going to form a magnificent masterpiece. But somehow, from chaos, we have
still turned into the workers.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
we just like the Anubis.
But look at our beautiful look. There's our world has a lot of problems, but there's a lot of beauty in our world, and that did not just happen from that did not just happen from an explosion, and that's that.
No,
there's got something, to be there was something orchestrating.
I mean, I largely don't believe in coincidences in that way. Anyway,
like Mandy said. Where did the particles come from? If there was nothingness,
matter cannot be created or destroyed.
Exactly.
Where did it come from?
And you know, like, there's levels of truth to everything. What if that explosion was the voice of God?
And, you know,
and it set everything into motion, you know?
I don't believe that we're alone in the universe, but at the same time, even like in the Milky Way, you know, we are probably alone, you know? And that means that we're
like flecks of dust.
We are
like
super rare.
Tiny. And we pay taxes.
Situation, right?
We pay taxes. God. Damn it.
But that goes all back to religion, really, right? Is that up. Like,
so you, yeah, we so have you, somehow wait, so you think ourselves. in the Milky Way, we're the only ones?
Yeah, probably.
Why do you think that?
I think the aliens come by and they're like, that's a hot mess dumpster fire. I'm not getting involved. And they just keep on drugging.
I think that if there were a planet out there in the Milky Way that's close enough proximity to us to where we would have had a larger interaction with them.
Who's to say we're not, though?
And do you think eventually we're going to be like the Guardians of the Galaxy, where like they can time jump from galaxy to galaxy?
100%. Different?
Well, they'd have to. Like,
it's the only way.
From our laws of like gravity and just everything in general, they would have to have some sort of.
I don't think something. The best of our species, but I do believe that we have always managed to jump hurdles that we didn't know we could. You know, we make the impossible possible all the time.
Well, you want me to blow your mind with something? And this is something, and this is why I love reading now more than ever, which is
that,
I never
Josh?
Thought I would ever
say. You
hear how
great reading is?
No, this is why I've been reading a lot more. And you think about something, right? I've been reading some books from Joseph Murphy, from Neville Goddard. And these are people all about manifestation and the law of assumption and stuff.
Right.
And a lot of people think that's woo-woo, but they make a lot of sense, right? So you think about something. What they believe is that we are God's imagination, basically. So we're basically,
yeah,
he's experiencing through us. And yeah, in part, we are a part of him.
Yeah. I mean, if you go biblically, that's what they suggest. You're made in his image.
And I think that's why we can, we are like in control of our own destiny with our reality and stuff, because we are a part of the source, whatever that source is. We are that source too.
Manifestation works and anybody can do it. I said out loud on my podcast, like, author names that we wanted to interview, and within a year we'd interviewed every single one of them.
Yeah, right.
No.
You know what's
really cool about this too? We're going to be talking about manifestation on the next episode.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah. we're going to be talking, because that has been a very prominent thing that I've been reading about lately, mm-hmm, is manifestation. And I mean, just small things that I've put intention towards and had the feeling of having before it actually happened. Small things I've tested it out has already been happening for me, which has changed my whole attitude towards life in general now. And if you really think about it, like, everything matters in this world, but it doesn't at the same time.
Oh, for sure. Most of the stuff
I'm getting really woo-woo right now, but I like money, money is has been a big thing for me, and you know, for a while.
Not that he loves money.
Not that I love it.
Just to make this clear.
It's just something that has been important in my life. But now it's like, you know what?
He has struggles.
Yeah.
Like anybody.
We all have struggles. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you have four children.
Yeah. But
money's always going to be
a thing.
But
now it's like, you know what? It's like, we put the value there.
Yep.
We've made that value.
You get to choose if you hold it above yourself.
Yeah. We put the value there. It's a piece of freaking paper, right? Of course, you need money to make the world go round. But I think
we've turned it into a monstrosity.
Right. I think our attention being focused on we don't have it or we don't have this is only hindering ourselves
from getting it.
From getting it. Because the universe or God or whoever you want to, is neutral. I believe that whatever the source is, wants
it
us to have
care
all,
about money.
Wants us to have all things because we are experiencing, we're here to experience life, yep, right? In whatever form that we want to experience it. And me at an early age having, and we'll talk about this more on the manifestation podcast episode.
Yeah.
But we, from an early age, I was always told, I was always made to feel I wasn't good enough or I wasn't this or that. So what carried on into adulthood was, I don't deserve this. I'm poor. I'm this, I'm that. So guess what? The universe or whatever was, I was attracting all that stuff because that's what I was telling, what I wanted my reality to be.
I always say the devil hears what you say, not what you think.
I'll tell you this. There are people.
If you speak negatively, it's heard and put into motion. But if you speak, even if you think and worry about things, if you speak positively and claim the things that you want verbally, that juju is out in the universe.
I'll tell you this.
Not the negative, not the fear.
If you believe that or think that there may be people out there that are trying to influence our day-to-day life, you are 1,000% correct. And the puppeteers are the ones that are going out and selling negativity and influence, seen us on a daily basis to be accepting and absorb that negativity because money is made off of it. Money is made off of your emotion of being upset.
Well, and you think about all of these factors that play here, all of these people that are behind the scenes doing this stuff. Why would they try to control us in that way? Because they know what our potential and our power really
is. If you were happy every day and successful in everything that you did, then the powers that be, especially in politics, would have no leverage to fight against each other, right? Right now, they can go and say, well, so-and-so is not doing this for you, or so-and-so is not doing this for you, or they hate this, or they hate that. None of that would matter to you if they didn't hold negativity above you.
Why do you think Big Pharma is a thing?
Yep.
Because, to keep you sick. Right. Well, think about this. You know, and this is amazing. We don't really think about this stuff. And again, I want to talk about this on the manifestation, but I will say this, okay? Our subconscious, our subconscious mind is what basically it runs on autopilot, which tells us to breathe, tells me to move my hand right now without me being conscious of doing it. I'm just doing it. I'm on autopilot, right? Our bodies can heal itself too, right? You know that you're healthier whenever you fast and stuff, your body repairs during that fasting state. It's designed to do that. That's why back in the primitive days, they would go sometimes a week without a meal because that's just what it is. They had to hunt for their food. But your body constantly having this overload of stuff hinders it from healing from the inside out.
It doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
You're giving it more than it needs.
Right. Right. It doesn't.
So like, it's not learning.
Like,
this is
why even in America, like we have a obesity.
Yeah.
It was because all we eat is preservatives
and all of that.
We're told to eat. What did they tell you? We're told to eat 3 square meals a day. Right.
That's all propaganda.
And then if you're working out, you eat 6 small ones. So you're still getting the 3 meals a day. Yeah. You're just spreading it out. But there's been scientific, journals and papers written about this, that if you fast, like just go on a water fast for 3 days at a time, and this is not medical advice.
Don't do this without your doctor.
Right. And research for yourself and then come to your own conclusions. But from what I've been researching, you go on a water fast for 3 days, your body goes through things like autophagy, and it's basically where your damaged cells get overtaken by your healthy ones, and they basically get rid of your unhealthy cells and rejuvenate healthy cells, and your body heals. Like whenever our skin, right, which is our biggest organ, right?
It dies off every day.
Well, like whenever you scrape your knee, your body heals itself naturally.
If I tried to do a 3-day water fast, I would kill everyone in sight.
Well, that's what it wants you to
do,
right?
So you get
it gives you pain because it's not in a condition that it was once in. When you just, if I gave you everything you needed every day and then just woke up the next day and didn't give you anything, you're going to be like,
what's up? A lot of the stuff that we think we need, we don't need either.
You don't.
But again, like if our bodies can heal externally, it can heal internally. Right?
It's our fear of the unknown though, man.
It's all the stuff we're on a program. We're conditioning. We're in programs of this is how you need to conduct your life. This is how you need to do everything else. And it screws us up. But anyway, let's get back to the topic or else we're going to be on a rabbit trail.
It didn't screw up the Sumerians. They weren't about that life.
Before too long.
Oh, I know. All right. So we're talking about the Sumerians. If y'all did not remember, since we go on these trails. All right. So we were talking about the ancient Sumerian texts. So other texts describe the Sumerian gods as tall, human-like beings that possessed advanced technology like rockets and weapons that could level entire cities. They are said to have come from the heavens in flying ships and ruled over the ancient humans with an iron fist. Proponents of the ancient astronaut theory argue that these ancient stories are not mere myths or allegories, but actually describe real events and interactions between the Sumerians and an extraterrestrial civilization with incredible advanced technology and the ability to create life through genetic engineering.
Mm.
So let's talk about the archaeological evidence. So the ancient texts are just the beginning of the alleged evidence that has researchers convinced that Sumerians had contact with alien visitors. There are numerous archaeological artifacts and depictions that seem to reinforce this cosmic conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Ancient Sumerian cylinder seals and clay tablets depict beings with helmets, goggles, and equipment strikingly similar to modern astronauts and space suits. That's some mind-blowing stuff.
Maybe it's us. Maybe we came back.
Maybe it is. There are even carvings that appear to show beings operating advanced machinery and control panels. Perhaps most incredibly, the ancient Sumerians also left behind numerous depictions of rocket-like ships, complete with exhaust pluming from the rear and even stages separating. Technology that was supposedly thousands of years ahead of its time.
Yeah. It would have had to have been.
In the 1970s, researchers even uncovered a 7-inch object in the ruins of Babylon that some believe is an actual ancient battery or electrical device, further suggesting the Sumerians possessed advanced technology given to them by alien visitors.
Yeah.
Of course, many mainstream many of the mainstream archaeologists and historians dismiss these artifacts as simply being misinterpreted or the product of ancient artistic styles and mythological metaphors. But for ancient astronaut theorists, the evidence is simply too compelling to ignore. Agreed. So you're on their side?
I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens. It's aliens.
Yeah. They argue that the only plausible explanation for the Sumerians' advanced knowledge of astronomy, mathematics, and even genetic engineering is that they acquired this wisdom from an extraterrestrial civilization that visited Earth in our prehistoric past. And these ancient texts and artifacts are the proof that has been left behind. What was that?
Did you hear that?
What was that? That was
a woman's voice.
Was that a woman's voice?
Yeah.
Stop. I'll start crying. Brunch is happening upstairs, but not above us.
But that's down here.
This is down here. I just heard footsteps down here.
I will start to cry.
And we don't have a camera.
You can't hear it. No, I heard it. You hear it in the headphones.
Oh, you can't hear it?
No.
Oh my god.
Dude. I mean, I heard like two knocks.
No.
And then there was like a
who, and then.
I will throw up right now.
That's the first time that's happened. Yeah.
And we just talked about it last episode. We're like, what if we capture something on our cameras?
I thought I was being facetious. Yep.
See, you manifested it.
Yeah,
I told you.
You verbally said something.
I cannot wait for this next episode.
All right. So let's get through this episode.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah. So the genetic evidence, let's talk about that if there is any. All right. The ancient astronaut theory doesn't stop at just archaeological or textual evidence. Some proponents believe we may even have genetic evidence that humans were created through extraterrestrial genetic engineering. The key piece of evidence cited in the mere existence of, excuse me, the key piece of evidence cited is the mere existence of junk DNA.
Yeah.
That 90% of our DNA that appears to have no functional purpose and has long baffled geneticists. Ancient astronaut researchers theorize that this junk DNA could actually be the remnants of genetic manipulation by an ancient civilization. The theory proposes that an extraterrestrial race may have taken some of their own DNA and combined it with the genes of another creature on Earth to create a new hybrid species, modern humans.
Aww.
The junk DNA would be the leftover alien genetic material that served no purpose for our hybrid genome. While a fringe theory in the scientific community, some geneticists have proposed that junk DNA could actually be the remnants of ancient viruses that altered the human genome over millions of years of evolution. But ancient astronaut theorists argue that the complexity and organization of junk DNA points to it being engineered rather than random viral mutations. Are you hearing stuff?
Mm-mm. But now I'm like on. What was it?
Yeah. Of course, the genetic evidence remains highly speculative, and most mainstream scientists outright reject the idea that junk DNA could be of extraterrestrial origin. But for those who believe the ancient Sumerian stories, it provides a potential missing link to the theory that humans were quite literally created and genetically engineered by alien visitors. So what are your closing thoughts on this?
My God.
I love aliens.
Okay, well, thank y'all for listening.
The scariest movie I have ever seen is The Fourth Kind. I've watched it exactly twice. I saw it in the theaters, and then when Josh and I started dating, I watched it one more time with him.
That guy's jaw breaks.
Absolutely terrifying, and she starts speaking Sumerian in the very end, and it is so upsetting. So if you're interested in an alien abduction movie,
it is spooky.
It takes place in modern day as far as like 2009, Nome, Alaska, and it's about a psychologist who's interviewing people.
I can hear that.
I think that's people upstairs. Moving around upstairs.
100%.
It's about people who, this is a therapist who's interviewing people who claim to have been abducted or had encounters. And it is like found footage style and so scary.
Scary. It's very scary.
I saw it in the theaters. And when I got home, I had to wait for my sister to come walk me in. I was so scared to go outside.
It sends shivers down my spine.
Okay.
He needs a nap or something, Andy. I don't know what.
But like Tinkerbell. If he doesn't get attention, he'll die. And so that's what this is.
That's exactly what it is. God, that's the story of our life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that there could be some truth to this.
For sure.
You know, again, with our field, like we can't rule out everything unless we have the solid proof. And since we don't,
I need it to be aliens, man.
Yeah. I do think that there's more out there than just us.
Yeah, and, for sure.
You know, that's, I think
they could come take us away from this.
That would be
I'm
cool.
waiting. I'm waiting. True.
Yeah. But I think it would be foolish for us not to think that there's more life out there.
I want to go paranormal investigate on another planet. Ooh.
Well, there's about to be, it's not a planet, but there's about to be apparently a high-speed rail on the moon. So.
Yes, I'm glad. We needed health care, but we got that.
Oh, Lord.
You get what you get, okay? And you don't pitch a fit.
Anyway, thank y'all so much for listening to this episode of the Paranormal Mind Podcast. Please go support our sponsor, Horn Paranormal. Get you some paranormal gear. They create some really cool stuff, so go check them out. Join our Patreon as patreon.com/ you're training us, me, man. It's patreon.com/
searchers believe.
Sign up for that $25 a month tier.
Do
to
it, please.
Enter to win every month an SLS, which is a structured light system camera, which is pretty cool. If you like paranormal investigating, you'll love the SLS.
But more importantly, we need you, man. We need you.
Yeah, we need you. So come join. And also, like, we'll be ramping up, hopefully, next or sometime, where we're doing our trips and stuff that we're doing again. We'll try to ramp those up at some point.
Yeah, we got to be back at 100 subscribers. So we got a little work to do, guys.
Yep. So if we do that, we can try to revamp that and see what's up. Yeah. But thank y'all so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Until the next one, we'll talk to y'all later.
See ya.